you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo here once again for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a former radio personality in the San Francisco Bay Area and a writer. Here with me once again is Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Being invited back is always a pleasure, Ray. It's great.
Good to be with you again today, Rob.
Ray, your slogan is, I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Your slogan is, do the tough things first. Let's talk about owning the ugly truth first. Do you feel like the fastest way to solve a serious problem is to be the first person in the room to clearly name the brutal reality, not sugarcoating or blame shifting or anything like that?
Well, it goes to doing the tough things first. Of course, if you own the tough things, if you accept the tough things, if you accept the ugly truth, then you're more likely to deal with it. None of us like going to the dentist or the doctor because we don't want that ugly truth. The ugly truth, of course, is we have to go to the doctor or the dentist if we want to solve a particular problem that we have. You know, owning up or accepting the truth rather than, as they say, shoving it under the rug, then we're more likely to solve it, get rid of it, deal with it. It's all part of overcoming procrastination. That's the thing that when we won't accept the ugly truth, we tend to shove it under the rug and or kick, as they say, kick the can down the road. Have you heard that before, Rob?
Yeah, sure. And I would think that if you do something like that, you can compound the damage.
Mm-hmm.
What's the real cost in time, money, trust, morale of letting a problem live under softer language for, you know, even at just a short time?
You know, as they say, getting off track is easy. Getting back on track is difficult. And because it is difficult, we tend to push it down the road or kick the can. Accepting it, dealing with it, getting it, you know, handled, put it in the past as you would, that's the key to being the successful leader.
Have you ever seen a situation where everybody in the, I don't want to say boardroom, but, you know, in the room are sitting on their hands and biting their tongue and not saying anything? So if everyone in the room already knows the ugly truth, but no one says it, who actually owns the problem and who owns the delay?
All of them own it. Everybody in that room, everybody that knows the ugly truth owns it. It's not just one person. That's the way a team is. You know, a team is consists of a group of individuals that are trying to win the game, as you would. Maybe they're not always the one that they're completing the pass and entering the goal zone, but we're all part of that team. We're all blocking and tackling and doing our part of the team. So, you know, even though we have different roles on the team, we all are working together to accomplish the same goal. And that ugly truth needs to be accepted by the entire team.
Well, think about famous company failures like Enron. We've talked about them on this program. Enron, WeWork, Theranos. We haven't talked about Boeing 737 Max, but that's a huge one. Or just a personal, anything that you might have seen in your career. What moment could someone have said the ugly truth out loud and dramatically changed the outcome?
Dishonesty. Admitting that they're being dishonest. You know, I know of a company in the Bay Area back in the day when they were making disk drives, put a bunch of bricks in their shipping boxes to make it look like they had all this inventory. And when it was picked up by the auditors, it felt like it was full of something. They didn't open the box because it was sealed. And so they cheated because they wanted to show they had inventory. They cheated by just putting bricks in boxes. And that's one of the famous ones that I know of. So generally, the thing that causes the team to break down is dishonesty. If you're getting a lot of fouls, if you're, you know, getting, you know, a lot of yellow and red handkerchiefs thrown, then, you know, you're not being honest. And there's nothing that will kill a team faster than dishonesty. And so you need to fight dishonesty. And that's the ugly truth, is they need to all look at each other in the face and say, are we being totally honest? And that's the ugly truth that I see that is most difficult for team and companies to own up to. Are they being totally honest?
I think some of the examples we gave when we're talking about Enron and Theranos, and it seems like there is a point where nobody says the ugly truth, and therefore it festers for so long that, I mean, I believe it can become, the problem can become unsolvable.
Oh, because they don't want to solve it. I mean, once you dig yourself in too deep, you know, you tend to say, well, let's see if we can just cover this thing up with some paint. But ultimately, the truth will come out.
Remember the electric truck? And they had said they promoted it. One time they put the truck going down the hill, so it would actually just coast down the hill, and it looked like it was driving at 80 miles an hour. And then another time they had to go, when they were demonstrating it at an event, a major unveiling, they had to plug it into a wall in order for it to work. So they basically lipsticked on the pig and then had to eat what comes out of the pig in the end.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think the ugly truth generally comes out when people know that they're being dishonest or not being totally honest. I know it sounds strange because you're either honest or you're not honest. How do you be totally or completely or partly honest, you know? But when they can't look themselves in the eye, or look in the mirror, I should say, and say, am I being completely honest? If they can't do that, then that's the problem.
Yeah, and in the case of Enron, we know that they actually, some senior leaders conspired to make the major problems. They had a decent company in most parts, but then they had the one aspect that was doing all this weird shenanigans. Ray, we should have the listeners rate this podcast and build the reputation of Tough Things First, correct?
That's it. Please invite your friends, share this podcast with them, subscribe, be a participant. We need you.
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to, go to toughthingsfirst.com. Ray has his links for his social media there, X, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and links to the books too, Tough Things First, The Zen of Zen Series 1, 2, and 3, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals that Make Up the Essential Leader, and on sale now, joining the series, Zen of Zen Daily. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, please share and subscribe.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's latest book, Zen of Zen Daily, where each day of the year you can get a little bit of Ray Zinn's wisdom that you can put into action all day long as you are on your journey to meaningful success. Don't forget Ray's other books, including Tough Things First and, of course, The Essential Leader.